All right, Travis, thank you for joining us. 4-for-4 versus the Baltimore Ravens, 11-for-11 through the season so far. You're perfect right now. Just overall, your thoughts on the season, and was this your expectation coming into this football season?
I think the season's going pretty good so far. I'm just trying to do everything I can to help the Browns win. I don't know really what I expected coming into it, but every time I step on the field, I want to put it through the uprights.
So you get signed by the Cleveland Browns, and you're in a competition throughout training camp with Carey Spears, another rookie kicker. And just walk us through that process. Were you nervous throughout training camp? Were you nervous in the preseason games knowing that a kickoff a little short or out of bounds or a missed field goal with as perfect as Carey was as well could be the difference between you making the team and him making the team?
Yeah, I mean, Carey was a good kicker. He killed his kickoffs. He made all his field goals. I mean, it was a really tight competition. But coming into it, I mean, I had a competition in Tennessee, so I was kind of used to the competition thing. But going into camp and all that stuff, I mean, I try to focus on myself and do everything I could to help myself win by trying to make all my kicks, do everything I can on kickoffs, and whatever happened in the end happened.
Right. What do you prepare to be able to stay perfect each and every game to get ready to kick in the NFL?
I mean, there's not one thing that I do every single time. I'm not really into, like, the whole superstitious thing. It's kind of a feel thing. If I go out in pregame and let's say I don't have a good pregame, I'm not trying to worry about it. I'll go into the game and I'm going to do whatever I can do and hopefully it works out.
Sure. And I know Coach Pettine in his press conferences speaking about you being perfect in a high-pressure situation, he referenced you being an adrenaline junkie. Snowboarding, ATVs. Walk us through when that became a part of your life and how that kind of correlates to a situation like we saw in Baltimore with the game on the line and you have an opportunity where the pressure is extremely large of making that kick to win a football game.
I started doing all those things when I was really young. My whole family, actually, we did everything outside, snowboarding, motorcycle riding. I mean, literally everything, whatever you can think of, we were doing it. The whole pressure thing, yeah. Because if you're riding your dirt bike going super fast and you fly off, obviously you're going to break some bones or something like that. But that's a little different with kicking. You're going to miss it and people are going to hate you. I mean, going into, like, a pressure kick like that, I just try to take it as another kick.
Sure. Well, you guys have gotten back to 2-3. The Denver Broncos come to town, the number one defense in the entire NFL. So the success we've been having on offense may, in fact, get tuned back just a little bit, which means points are going to be at a premium, and getting a field goal in some of those situations is going to be at a high. Is that a situation where dealing with First Energy Stadium and the win there, now that we're into October, that a situation that you're up for?
Yeah, absolutely. Josh is definitely going to do his thing. The offensive line is going to do their thing. I mean, our defense is going to do our thing. I think we're going to come out, have a good game, and then hopefully, if I need to, go out there, hit some field goals, and hopefully put them through.